预言的全面性细节，为的是要表明今天地球处在这种状态的理由。我会选择三四个代表性预言，重新挖掘并确认其中珍贵的意义，来要发现主赐给这一代的指示和教训。这一本老旧的本子里面，我都记录好了主每次和我分享的对话，其中也有像2004年4月2号的一样，我们都已经很熟悉的成为里程碑的预言。他显给我看在天上和在地上要开展的事情，这也包括如今发生在以色列的事情。并且这本本子记录的就有主和教会分享过的，也有与教会再分享的，非常详细的细节我都记录在这本本子里，比如黄金婚戒等。我对这对黄金婚戒和你们说过好多次，你们也几乎都知道主在其中强调的是什么。跟着这本本子的记录，可见主说到黄金婚戒的具体日期，并且在另外一天，可见主又提起这对婚戒，正如我所记录的。当浩同想起黄金婚戒以水瓶的模式被放在那里，然后又想起浩同之声，浩同一想，那对戒指的位置就翻转，并且两个戒指互相触碰就响出叮的声音，这样使我对戒指拥有很多认识。稍微触碰一下叮的响起来，把这对戒指翻转又翻转，使得我明白其中的意义。你看一下这对婚戒的设计，有一些我以前没说过的细节。圆形的戒指表面有很多小小像冠冕的装饰，这些小小的冠冕装饰戒指的上边和下边都有，设计得非常完美，非常美丽的戒指。还有从天上响起号筒之声，天上的一切都有变，变得更加荣耀，从天文那流出更多的荣光。为了做到此事，就打开了天国的门。这就是2004年5月19号的对话，比2004年4月2号还往后一点。可见主几次反复的显给我看，让我充分体会主在强调的要点，使我明白信息的重点在哪里。还有完全不同的另一天，他又来造访我，你们看，这又有婚戒的描述，就是他们怎么样从水平的位置变成垂直的位置。每当主在天上变换其位置，我就把它描写在本子里。当戒指放在水平的模式时，样子正如数字八一样，天国的门开着，把这对婚戒放在那门口。这也有一位牧师发给我邮件了，那我就知道这部意象是在哪个国家中发生。这样主的对话按照他的旨意持续地传递给我了。还有星期二12月14号，主把我提到上空，让我修建主的 被破坏的祭坛。这样我在上空，离地几公里不知道，我非常急忙地修建，用他给我的砖石一个一个地叠起来，修建那被破坏的祭坛，然后就有主圣灵的声音讲。这样所有这一切我都记录在这本本子里。今天我想和大家分享其中非常特别的几部意象，并且希望对此进行深入的考察。我会分享三四个非常重要的预言，由此来张罗出今天讲到强大的基础。尤其涉及到目前发生在全球的事情时，已经成为了全球压力的冠状病毒和你们看见的蝗虫灾殃，并对此的信息，我们要考察这一切。比如我要回顾2003年11月10日的造访，我照着这本本子念下去吧。通过这次的造访，主显给我看弥赛亚的来临，非常强大的意象。主把我提升到天和地之间，我能够看得见地球，我能看到山、江河、湖、城市、山林、大洋等，并且非常强大的声音从天上响起，说：对，耶路撒冷是这地球的中心。有一个非常强大的声音从天上喊道：对，耶路撒冷是地球的中心。并且我看那有耶路撒冷城，被举高的比任何其他城市还高，是个耶路撒冷城。我看到耶路撒冷城摆设的大楼，也看到圣殿和其他的建筑，然后马上太阳消失了，成为一个非常暗淡的没有光的那种阴暗的天，然后突然月亮也消失了，然后一切都按次序发生，可是非常的突然，这一切发生得非常突然。之后我看到星星从天上掉落下来，成为了一个非常非常悲哀的一天。这一场巨大的访问发生在2003年11月11日。在主巨大的意象当中，我看到主惊人的荣耀离开天国往地球下来的场景。我依然的被提在天和地之间，我看到天国的门打开，那惊人的荣耀从天国往地球下来，太多的荣耀在那儿，太多的天国的活动在那儿，这一切都往地球下来。我看到那荣耀里面非常多的天国的活动，这一切都往地球跑来。神的荣耀以英文字母的 V 字形态，正如你们在基督内看到的一样，像喇叭形的 V 字形态下到地球来，快要抵达的时候像个喇叭形，主就要如此荣耀的往地球下来，陪伴的是天国天使莫大的能力和权威，这一切都增添荣耀里面的活动。
I could see his white robe and the red cloth. In fact, the part I skipped there is this. When I looked at not V-shaped really, almost V-shaped, yes, but funnel-shaped is better. When I looked at the glory coming down like a funnel from heaven, about to touch down, then I could see at the lead was the Lord.
我能看到穿着白色礼服的主用红色的饰带。对了，我没有讲而忽略的地方再说一下。我往上天看 V 字形态的，其实说喇叭形态的更确切一点。我往上天看，像喇叭形态的荣耀从天往地球下来，快要抵达地球了。率领这荣耀的是主耶稣。
Before I describe the garment he wore, I saw that the Lord was leading them as they were headed to Jerusalem.
我看见主穿着的衣服之前，首先看到的就是主在率领他们往耶路撒冷去。
And then I could see his white robe and the red cloth, the sash that runs across his shoulder from his left shoulder.
然后我看到他穿着的是白色的礼服。用红色的饰带从左肩起围绕着肩膀。
From his left shoulder running this way, the red sash, and then the red sash from his left shoulder, and the belt that was strapped around his waist. The belt was like leather, was reddish brown in color and shiny.
红色的饰带从他的左肩往下垂，腰部有腰带，好像皮做的，带有红色的褐色。
And then I realized he had his majestic crown of gold on his head.
然后我觉悟到他头部戴着非常庄严的金冠冕。
Still on November 11th, as we develop today's sermon, today's message.
当我们开展今天的讲道，仍然留在11月11日的预言。
All geared at explaining what you see happening globally.
这一切的目标都要说明目前发生在全球的事情和其意义。
November 11, 2003 visitation.
就是2003年11月11号的造访。
The Lord's crown was of gold, and it had two lines of gold running across his forehead at different levels.
主的冠冕是黄金做的，两条金链不同层次的围绕着他的前额。
The crown of gold is the stature of his heavenly majesty.
黄金冠冕代表着他在天国的威严。
And that crown of gold, later the Lord draws me so close to see the crown. I really came so close.
后来主把那个黄金冠冕非常靠近的拿给我看，使我很近距离的看。
That crown of gold of the Lord also has some very special bluish gold that are decorations that glitter within the same awesome gold.
主的黄金冠冕带着蓝色光彩的黄金来装饰了那惊人的黄金冠冕，非常的灿烂。
That is what I just showed you now when I walked around and I said some of these, I even drew and said these are now the bluish gold that were very shiny.
这就是为什么我说过冠冕的某些地方用蓝色光彩的黄金来装饰，非常的闪亮。
There was some light coming from the glory of God, the Father.
从父神那儿发出荣光。
Because God the Father was on my right hand side, so some light was now coming from that side.
因为父神站在我的右边，光就从那右边发出来。
Remember the sun has disappeared, the moon has disappeared, the stars have collapsed. But now on my right hand side, I realized God the Father was on the right hand side where his voice was coming from. Now light was coming from that side.
记得太阳消失，月亮消失，星星掉落下来。现在我就知道我的右边，父神的声音发出来的地方，我的右边就有父神在，光就从那儿发出来了。
Then the voice of the Lord God the Father that was describing to me each and every bit of these events appeared to be coming from that right side.
之后我听到从那右边发出来的父神的声音， 把每一件事情都非常详细的和我说明。
Immediately, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, touched his glorious feet on the city, on the mountain there, on the city of Jerusalem. There was a massive, unbelievable, historic earthquake. I even still see it as I talk to you, that hit the earth.
当主耶稣荣耀的脚接触在那耶路撒冷城那座山上时，马上巨大的无法想象的历史性的地震，我现在和你们说话仍然看得到，击打了地球。
So as he was coming, that V-shape of the glory is leading them, but immediately he stepped his feet on the mountain thereWe all know the mountain, the Mount of Olives, right?
他以英文字母 V 字形态的荣耀率领天使而降临。当他的脚接触在那座山上时，我们都知道那就是橄榄山。
Then there was a massive historic earthquake that shook the earth. And I'm still seeing this from above the earth.
就在那个瞬间，巨大的历史性的地震击打了地球，我仍然从地球的上空看到这一切。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then the earth trembled very severely and quaked.
然后整个地球非常强烈的震动。
The fault lines developed and I could see them spreading from Jerusalem.All across the earth.
同时我看到了因地震而产生的断层线越来越大，从耶路撒冷开始一直延伸到全球。
And water gushed out and began to flow through the fault lines.
并且从断层线的当中涌出水来，顺着断层线开始涌流出去。
But one other thing I want to mention here,Before the water really came out, when the Messiah, because now the Lord brought me to the place where I was now facing him as he's arriving unto Jerusalem. So I could see how he's arriving.
但我要提到的就是水开始涌出来之前，因为主把我带到一个地点，从此能够面对的看到弥赛亚降临的一切细节。他是怎么样抵达地球的？
Immediately his feet stepped down on the city of Jerusalem.
再说，当他的脚接触到耶路撒冷时，
That mountain, the Mount of Olives, the fault line, but what amazed me,
那座橄榄山的断层线上的那一瞬间，但令我震惊的是，
is first the glory that at ground level,But a bit higher, I don't know how many meters from the ground, that flowed like this towards the city from the mountain.
荣耀就和地表的高度一样，比地表还高一点，高到几米我不知道。那荣耀发出的声音从那座山流到耶路撒冷城去了。
That part I've not written there.
这段内容我没有记录。
The glory flowed massively as the earthquake took place before the water gushed out.
巨大的荣耀流得非常之大，地震发生了，水还没涌出来的阶段。
The glory flowed into the city, and I think that glory opened the eastern gate of Jerusalem.
当我看流出去的荣耀把耶路撒冷的东门都打开了。
For the first time.
头一次。
And then now water flowed through the, gushed out and flowed through the fault lines.
然后现在水涌出来顺着断层线涌流。
Then I saw that the light of the Lord God that was coming from the right hand side was now reflecting on the face of the Messiah.
那时我看到主神从那儿发出来的光，从我的右边发出来的光投射在弥赛亚的脸上。
Now I could see that the light of the Lord God from the right was now reflecting on his face.
我能看到从我的右边从父神那儿发出来的光投射在弥赛亚的他的脸上。
The face of the Messiah.
米撒亚的脸。
So that's why I said there's greater detail that we have not shared before.
这就是我为什么和你们说过，我还没有分享很多巨大的细节。
And probably this is the prudent time to do that, right?
现在到了可公开的慎重的时间了。
Reflecting on the face of the Christ.
光映射在米撒亚的脸上。
So this is one of the visitations. And this one, as you can see, entails a narrative, a description of the second coming of the Messiah.
这是造访当中一个，这次的造访，正如你们所看，在描写米撒亚的再临。
So I want to bring it into picture now, the second coming of the Christ. I want to bring it and discuss it also in relation to the rapture.
这样，正如一幅画一样，给你们描述的是基督的再临。还有，我想把背题拿过来，与此一同描述。
This is now Christ coming with the holy saints to Jerusalem. That's what I described.
刚描述的有基督与圣洁的信徒一同降临耶路撒冷的场景。
But it does entail the day of the Lord.
但这不是主的日子。
That's why I see the sun goes away, the moon and so forth. In that description, there is the day of the Lord embedded in there.
太阳消失，月亮消失，主的日子雕刻在这样的描述里面。
The day of the Lord, which is different from the day of rapture.
主的日子和被提的日子不同。
The day of the Lord.
主的日子。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the day of the Lord, the darkness, the gloom, the sadness. Because I remember,
主的日子很阴暗，沉闷，很悲哀，因为我记得。
In another conversation that I can tag in, though I have not prepared that for you, in another very tremendous vision when he showed me the day of the Lord, then I remember that when I woke up, the first thing I asked him, I said, Lord, but why is this so, why was this so sad and dark?
今天我虽然没有为你们预备，不过可以拿过来当作参考，因为在另一个对话中，主以非常惊人的方式把主的日子显给我看。那时当我醒过来，头一次问的问题就是，主啊，怎么会如此的暗淡，如此的悲哀？
And so that's not anything, right? But I'm just saying that it was dark.
我要说的是非常的阴暗。
So,If I get time, I may touch on the day of the Lord.
如果时间允许的话，会涉及一些主的日子。
But in your spiritual aptitude, in your spiritual expedition, it's important now to factor in the day of the Lord.
不过，对你们属灵的态度和属灵的成长来说，知道一下主的日子，这很重要。
So that your bearing is right, your comparative is done well. So you understand the rapture and what the day of the Lord is.
那你们有关背体的日子和主的日子，能够适当的具备对照性的理解。
And also,The different narratives that tend to confuse the church can now be clarified here.
并且用相异的叙述来经常捣乱教会的那种错误的理解，再次可以得到明确的归类。
Later, shortly, I'm going to read from scripture, and then I'll bring that to light.
对此，我向后读一下经文之后，再度的把光照给你们。
And then, I want to look at this other conversation.
我想考察一下另一个对话。
Another one of May 17th, the year 2004.
这是2004年5月17号。
The Lord God showed me a great vision about the glorious coming of the Messiah.
通过这次惊人的异象，主显给我看弥赛亚的来临。
May 17th, 2004.
2004年5月17号。
The vision of the Lord was presented to me by God the Father in two different forms, in two stages, in other words.
主的意象因着父神的安排，以两个不同的模式，就是以两个不同的阶段揭示给我。
The first part involved me looking up into the sky, and there was a loud trumpet that soundedAt the right hand side of the sky.
首次的部分，主让我往上看，有很大的号筒之声从天里边的右侧响起来了。
The glory of the Lord God shone again from the right hand side of the sky.
主神的荣耀也从天里边的右侧发出光来。
Then I could see the door of heaven open.
然后我看到天国的门打开。
The door of heaven is opening now.
现在天国的门是开着的。
After which I saw a horizontal ring.
这是我看过以水平的位置放着的婚戒之后。
Ring-like structure, then now we know those are the wedding rings we've been talking about.
那对婚戒正如在那儿的建筑物一样，现在我们都知道这是结婚戒指。
But at that time, ring-like structure.
不过当时意象中看像是个建筑物一样。
Coming, appearing, and being drawn towards that entrance that was open into the sky.
下来出现在那儿，被放在天国那开着的门口。
Then the horizontal ring was so flexible, changing positions at all times, sometimes almost writing the figure 8 horizontal, that is what I've just shown you in these books here.
以水平的姿势放着的婚戒非常灵活地变换它的位置，有时候形成了水平位置的数字八。
Where I documented all these oracles.
这一切启示都记录在这本本子里。
Then sometimes dismantling that horizontal formation and becoming vertical.
有时变换位置，从水平的形态变成垂直的形态。
But every time it changed shape from horizontal to vertical, the trumpet sounded.
不过每次变换姿势，就有号筒声响起来。
The wedding ring itself, like I said, was very beautiful, well decorated. Some of the gold there is also bluish.And crowns all around.
结婚戒指正如我说明过的非常美丽，装饰的很完美，用黄金做的，但略发出蓝色之光的金圆形的表面都有小小像冠冕的装饰。
Again I said, when the characteristic trumpet sounded, the rings became vertical.Or horizontal, they changed the formation they had.
再说，每当那号筒声响起来，戒指变成水平的位置，或变成垂直的位置，变换了它的位置。
Then the tremendous glory of the Lord appeared through the rings now when they were in vertical position.
然后，正变换垂直的时候，主莫大的荣耀通过戒指而出现。
Then from the right hand side, where the glory of God the Father was shining, the tremendous voice of the Lord shouted.
然后从里边的右侧，父神的荣耀发光，有主浩大的声音喊叫说。
And the Lord said, Look, the Lord is about to appear in the sky.
主说，看哪，主要出现在天空中了。
So now that is the voice of the archangel.
那是天使长的声音。
And I've shared this before, and I'm sharing this now. He said, Look, the Lord is about to appear in the sky, very aloud.
我以前已经分享过，现在再度的分享。看哪，主要出现在天空中了，非常大的声音。
Then immediately, the Lord Jesus appeared on the right hand side of the sky, and he stood there and he looked at me.
然后主耶稣马上出现在天里边的右侧，并且他站在那儿看着我。
I could see his crown on his head, the majesty and the beauty of that crown that adorned his head, and the finishings. The Lord now makes me see the detail.
他头上戴着冠冕，非常的威严，非常美丽的冠冕，装饰了他的头部。主这样让我看到精细的细节。
I could also see the white robe that he wore glowing with glory.
也看到他身上白色的礼服发出荣耀的光来。
I could see the red sash that ran from his shoulder and across his shoulder like this down.
还有红色的饰带从他的肩膀往下垂，就这样围绕着。
The crown, I said, was rich with some bluish gold also, some very shiny bluish gold, as I've shown you the drawings I made.
头上的冠冕略带有蓝色的黄金，是非常发亮的金，我已经画画给你们看了。
And then at that time, the Lord the Messiah then took his hand, nail-pierced hand, and pointed at me like this. The palm, he was showing me the palm.
在过一段的时候，主弥赛亚显给我看他钉子刺穿的手掌，那把手掌给我看。
And the nail pierce could be seen, I could see, and glowing with glory.
我能看见那钉子刺穿的伤痕流出荣光来。
Remember, this is the same nail-pierced hand that one time touched me.
记得吗？这是同一只有钉痕的手以前触摸过我的。
The same nail-pierced hand I've always discussed that, again, was placed at the door, you remember?
我说过的同一只那钉子刺穿的手，那放在门边的手，记得吗？
And I described the embroidery, the decoration.
我给你们描述过那绣花的装饰。
That was on the V shape like this and some shiny diamond-like shine, like embroidery.On it.
袖子像英文字母的 V 字一样，雪亮的钻石像绣在袖子上边似的，发出闪闪的光。
And you remember the greater part of that narrative has it that I was so surprised because I realized that the nail pierce was not healed.
记得这个对话最为重要的细节，最令我震惊的是，那手掌上的钉痕仍然没有愈合。
So that really perplexed me quite a bit and sent me into mourning and crying and weeping and not understanding the cost of salvation.
这使我非常的困惑，又使我哭泣，我哭了又哭，放声的大哭，无法理解那救赎的代价。
That we may never understand in this life the real price the Messiah paid. Because I asked, why are the wounds still fresh?
可能在今生无法达到完整的了解了。弥赛亚付出的那真正的代价，因为我问过为什么创伤好像刚刚受的伤一样如此的火线。
But I think in my own way I thought the wounds have dried and healed.
因为我觉得那伤口到如今必须要刚好愈合好才对。
So we may never understand. I don't know. So that also sent me asking quite a bit.
可能我们无法理解，我就不知道了。这让我去问好多次。
So at that time, he showed me the nail pierce on his right hand, the palm.
那时他给我看他右手掌上的钉痕。
And then he walked across the sky. From the right hand side, he was now walking towards the left. Every footstep the Lord made in the sky as he walked across remained a footprint of glory, 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 as he walked across. So I could literally see where he has come from, across the sky. Tremendous, tremendous, very mighty.
现在他走出来，从天里边的右侧走到左边，主在天空中的每一个脚步，当他走过去的时候，每个脚步留下的都是荣光，荣光，荣光。荣光，荣光，这样我都能看出来他是从哪儿走过来的。整个天空非常的惊人，非常的强大。
It was possible now to trace the Lord where the Lord had walked all across the sky from the beginning.
我能看出主跨越天空的每一个从头到尾的足迹。
When the Lord reached the left end, the leftmost end of the sky,He again stopped and turned and faced the world, turned towards me. And once he was sure that I was paying attention, then he took the right hand now and showed me the nail pierce.
主刚达到天空最左边的时候，转身把脸面向世界，再转身朝向我。当他确认我集中看着他，就伸出右手来给我看手掌上的钉痕。
After that, I could still see the crown, and then he turned and entered. The cloud opened, and he entered inside heaven, and he was covered by a cloud. In other words, the door to heaven closed.
之后，我仍然看得到他头部上的冠冕，然后他转身，云打开，往里进去，进天国里去了。然后有云来覆盖这一切，换句话说，天国的门关闭了。
Then at that same time, the Lord spoke in a loud voice saying, Look, He is coming back soon by voice.
与此同时，有主很大的声音说，看哪，他很快再来，用声音说给我听。
But I remember the detail that I've not written here is that I was caught up and consumed in that conversation, in that vision.
还有一段细节我没有记录在这里边的，但我记得，因为我太专注到那个意象，太投入到那个对话里去了。
Said that when the Lord was turning and beginning to turn and face heaven enter into this tremendous door that was open.
这样当主转身，当主开始转身，把脸朝向天国的时候，马上要走进那惊人的打开着的天国之门的时候。
I remember I cried out. I said, "Lord," I said, "Lord, please take me with you." I cried.
我记得我嚎叫说：“主啊，我说主啊，带我走。
”Lord, please take me with you.
我说了，主啊，求你把我一起带走。
And I remember when the Lord answered me, then he said, "Your time is not yet."
然后我记得主回答说，你的时候还没到。
另一个对话我继续的再次分享，你们已经很熟悉2004年4月2日的意象，不过一些细节我没有公开，今天就和你们要分享。这一个可算作里程碑的预言，甚至到如今向以色列仍然发挥其预言功能。正如你们所看，三四天前，以色列因着领导层交替的问题举行了总选，本杰明内塔尼亚胡被选，却带给我一点高兴。不过他依然的还要组织他的政府，只要主愿意更多戏剧性的展开，不让他经历再一次的选举的话。正如我所说的一样，以色列耶路撒冷领导层的交替在这个预言里依然的被强调。2004年4月2日，父神带我到天国去，使我站在天国的宝座前，站在神最圣洁最可怕的宝座前，如山一样的荣耀覆盖全能神最圣洁最可怕的宝座时，在天国里，他让我明白要坐在宝座的那一位坐在宝座上了。那时月亮从宝座的左边我的右边开始升起来，变得特别荣耀，非常的荣耀，发出闪闪的荣光。突然从月亮的右下边开始被血染上，血开始遮住月亮的大部分，几乎 75% 的月亮被血染红了。我依然的站在神的宝座前，我又看到四只马从月亮下边被释放出来，这四只马跨越天空飞奔在那空间里。我就没说过的，这四只马那时候被放出来了，然后他们奔跑， 就跨越那月亮周围荣耀的空间里奔跑。你们可以想象得到我正描述的如此惊人的场景吗？月亮非常荣耀。突然间，月亮最荣耀的地方开始被血染上，虽然被血染红了，荣耀仍然在那儿。然后突然间，我看到四只马的释放，它们一方出来，就开始飞奔在那空间里，挥起尾巴，一直奔跑在那月亮荣耀的周围，非常壮观，非常宏伟的意象。四只马在那儿竖起尾巴挥动，表明已经准备好奔跑了。那时我觉悟到，我和神的宝座之间开始流出神的荣耀，神的荣耀留下来发出可怕的声音，好像非常精细的摩擦音。荣耀发出如此可怕的声音，就从神宝座前流下来，我就站在宝座前了。然后施洗约翰从宝座那儿出来和我说话，对此我已经向全世界说遍了，加拿大、美国、新西兰、欧洲、非洲、欧洲、亚洲等。还有另一个对话我来分享，2004年2月2日，这就是4月2号之前了。有神很大的声音从天国发出，向我说道，正如以赛亚所说的，要预备弥赛亚来临之路。按照以赛亚书所记载的，要预备主的来临。我就起来了，因为我知道了那个信息指的是以赛亚书40章3节到5节。读一下以赛亚书40章3节到5节。有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们选的道，一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。从此再过三个礼拜之后，就是2004年2月24号，过了三个礼拜之后，万军之耶和华再次造访我，用巨大而漆黑的密云而来到，和我用声音说，修筑，修筑，主要来了，主要来了，预备主的道。现在预言的分享都结束了，可以开始今天的讲道了。我们现在看到冠状病毒全世界的流行，并且也知道亚威神的云2019年12月22日在祭宿墓造访这两位先知。还有我们知道我预言过的蝗虫灾殃得以成就。每一次聚会，我们都见过太阳向他们两位拍手，向他们庆祝荣耀，并祝贺他们。玄白色的荣光贯穿太阳，在全球面前指出这两位先知。有时荣耀以两条光柱的样式 指出先知荣耀的属灵的肢体。我们都知道本杰明涅塔尼亚胡现在在以色列做完了领导的交替，也知道他们两位宣布神荣耀的阶梯会降落下来，就由你们来拍照好了。在2018年3月11号该预言宣布的有2017年1月15号再加上我们也分享了黄金婚戒。不过这所有一切都说出一件事情，就是弥赛亚的来临。这所有一切的唯一目标就是弥赛亚的来临。我来讲今天的主要信息，就要提到分娩阵痛的开始，这地球开始进入分娩阵痛的阶段了，要执行神的羔羊可怕的审判。另一个小题目就有启示录四个骑马者的释放。我们的对话从此开始，这也是今天邀请你们的理由，因为我不要你们错过今天的对话。你拿到了，找着了，就无人能从你们那儿夺走的。哈利路亚。